You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, all the folks from ICSC are leaning in, so that means it's time for Beth Azor. Beth, hey, welcome to the show, and I see you brought Jack. Jack is broadcasting. We've got multiple channels broadcasting. You can watch on Jack's Facebook, my Facebook, but wherever you watch, you're going to see that big, beautiful smile of Beth Azor. Beth, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. There she is. I got to move the screen a little bit. There you go. But we're doing radio, not TV, so let's get on with the radio show. So, Beth, I brought you on because you truly are the real estate rock star. Somebody's calling you already, but we can't talk to them now. That just means somebody wants real estate loan. It's calling from Ocala, too.
They heard you.
They did hear me. They always hear me.
They want cash.
They need cash. They need cash now, but I can't take the call now because I'm on the radio. But I will call them back afterwards, and I will help them. So, Beth, you know, we've been friends for a long time. You were the senior executive at Terra Nova for a long time. You went out on your own, raised a beautiful family, and now you're out coaching the young people in the business and teaching them how to do it the right way. What is your basic premise that you like to make sure that they learn?
Listening.
What?
Listening.
Wanda, is her mic on?
What?
One more time?
Listening.
Aha! Oh, wow. Is that why I have two ears and one mouth? I just had to say that, right?
Exactly.
Did she ever say that, Jack?
That's my dad's big lesson to me early on.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's set the table here for a second. So you came out of college, were in the real estate game at a time when not a lot of ladies were in the real estate game. Tell us a little bit about that.
Joined Terra Nova in the rookie leasing agent training program.
Wow.
A lot of words there.
Yeah, the guy teaches you, though, doesn't he?
Oh, he and Donna Abood.
Oh, Donna. High five to Donna.
Donna was an FSU fellow alumni, and we were in the same sorority in Tallahassee, and she hired me. I joined Terra Nova. There were 11 of us. 18 years later, when I left, I was the president, and we had 149 people.
I guess Donna Abood knew what she was doing, and you might have too.
She's a phenomenal mentor, and I'm blessed that she brought me into the industry.
She's a terrific lady, and high five to her and Mike Fay and the rest of their team. See, I got you that time, Wanda. So, Beth, it's all about listening, but there's all so much there. So now I'm listening to you. We've got the whole South Florida. The world is listening to you. What do you want to tell them?
Well, I think a lot of times, Jim, I think you and I, when we meet with students, a lot of students and young people and residential realtors, they ask us, how do we get in the industry? Do you get that question a lot?
Yeah, I tell them, if you're asking me that question, you don't belong in the industry. And I try to discourage them all the way down the road, even when I speak at UF. And if they still come after me, that person belongs in real estate.
Well, there you go. I don't discourage them. What I like to do is I say shadowing leads to internships and internships leads to jobs. So what I want all of the people to do is to shadow with all the different asset classes, people in the business, whether you're industrial, real estate, office, retail, capital markets, underwriting, multifamily. So if you have an interest in commercial, call up people and say, hey, can I shadow you for 2 or 3 hours? You know, come see a radio show and learn about mortgages with Jim Freed, right?
Oh, well, yeah. They better bring their roller skates for that one.
So, and I think that it's not who
into
they
the
know.
Into the microphone over there.
It's not who they know. It's who knows them. And, you know, a lot of times these young people think that, well, I know this person, I know that person, I know that person. And I turn around and I go, who knows you? And how do they know you? Did you visit Jim on his radio show and bring him a cup of coffee? Did you go say to Donna Abood, you know, these young kids say, can I come take you to lunch? And I say, don't ask that. That's an hour and a half out of very valuable time of people. But offer to say, I'll walk to your car with you when you leave just for 5 minutes of your time. Or I'll work for free for a week during the summer. And I'll show you, you may not have an internship because a lot of our small companies, we don't have internships. We don't have like programmable.
I don't know what I do with somebody.
But you could put them to work. They could listen and learn.
Yeah, that is the best. That's what I did with when I was the first thing I did with Jason was he sat in the office for 3 months and didn't say a word. That's a very important thing. It really is.
I have three interns this summer. Jack, who's here with me, is leaving to go do a master's program at UM.
Congratulations, Jack.
Thank you, Jim.
Casey just left to go to New York City. She got a job with the shopping center group up there.
Wow.
And Kara is still with me and will be with me as a leasing agent. But I put them to work, but they learn as well. And so I believe that shadowing gets people to know who they are. And then if people know who they are, their opportunities will come out of that.
You know, that's fascinating. You know, I did a show, I call it How to Get Your Dream Job. And the main thing that I tell people is I'll say hello to everybody. One of my mentors said, always pick up the phone. You don't know what's going to happen. So I pick up the phone. I'm willing to talk to a young person all the time because a little acorn grows into an oak tree. And with a little water, maybe even a bigger oak tree. And I've had some of the most beautiful relationships in business come out of that. And I'm so proud of all of the interactions. I can't think of one that went, there was one that went sideways. The kid showed up. We were going to meet at Starbucks. He went to South Beach. We know what happened. He didn't show up, called and said, I'm sorry. I went to South Beach. I said, well, at least you were honest. I'm not hiring you. Call my friend Edgar. He called my friend Edgar. Edgar hired him. The guy then worked at one of the big firms, the big brokerage firms, and now is a lead guy on an investments team and blows it out of the water and is great. And I love you. You know who I'm talking about. And so, you know, each one of these young people comes and they develop something that just creates this incredible feel inside me. Even though it's about them, it does something great for me.
Well, when you give, you receive, right?
I think
so. And you, more than anyone, knows that.
Yeah, I guess I do.
You do?
I do know that. See, she doesn't know what we're talking about. I just got my wife a kidney transplant. I found my kidney on Facebook. Actually, God found it. I just executed the plan. Oh, yeah, Victor, yeah, you got to talk to the mic, too. Usually, she doesn't have headsets on. Usually, I go like this. And then, yeah, she doesn't even have headsets on. We're having look, I was having so much fun. It's time for a break so I can fix headsets.
Okay.
Beth, you got some more good stuff in there, don't you?
I do.
You better have at least two good more homilies for me. We're coming back with more great, great, great stuff from Beth Azor. People spend their life trying to get this stuff out of Beth Azor. And then my secret weapon. Oh, yeah, Victoria and I are going to talk about arts and our community, and I'm going to talk about some of the things that I'm doing in the arts, and we're going to just change the whole world one little bit of love at a time, me and Victoria. So stick with us. We got a great show. I'm turning it over to Wanda. Wanda, don't slow me down this time.